Pierce.
What's up, Pierce?
Rob Concho with Anna DeBlanta is right here, 720 WGN. All right, Bartolini's. Now, you know, this name, you know, if you listen to Hamp and OB with Kaz, mm-hmm. you know, you know, this is, you know, you've heard this.
They'll mention it a few times.
Yeah, it's,
and they should.
You might have heard of them before. This is Bartolini's restaurant, family owned and operated. It's, they say, the best cuisine in Chicago, Italian cuisine in Chicagoland. Now, it's a very tall order.
It is.
However, I believe based on what I have just experienced,
I know.
They delivered on their promise right there.
That ooey gooey yummy cheesy gnocchi is outrageously good.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, so
gnocchi
good.
Carbonara. Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I feel the arteries just slowly.
Like, yeah. And then not so slowly. I actually feel them. I can actually feel my heart just texted me. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I go, I'm enjoying myself. That is what I am doing.
Leave me alone. It's Bartolini's.
That carbonara. All right. See, now that's the thing. You don't find that everywhere. Not there's a lot of joints that will not do a carbonara because it's tough. You got to do it right. And it's not an inexpensive thing to make.
No, it's not. But it's good. I mean, it's all about, when you come to Bartolini's, it's all about getting quality and just leaving sassy, happy, and fat.
Now, do you guys do... I like that.
And it's not in that order either.
Do you do the family... Do you encourage family style or do you... Because it seems like you have huge portions. But do you... What do you do? What do you recommend on that?
We don't do a lot of family style. It's more... Everybody orders individuals. We do have some sharing appetizers, stuff of that nature. And we sell a lot of pizza. So there's a lot of sharing with pizza.
Right. That pizza looks good.
Hey, you do that as like an appetizer and then go into the gnocchi carbonara.
I like that.
There's
salad later if you got room for it.
They got a...
What? What was that?
You don't do salad.
I'm sorry. Something wrong with my mic? S-word?
Salad.
Salad.
Get out! Get out of my restaurant! Right now!
I'd probably bring salad to a tailgate, knowing me. Just the way I am. I like to have a little salad.
Something light.
Somebody bring. I've got the kale over here.
But I still eat the other stuff. I just have a little salad.
Kinda.
Well, I ate that.
If you want something light, we try the round guy.
That's got an amazing story.
So now, we'll get to the round guy in a second. I want to talk about that big long sandwich that you had out there. And as we said earlier, it's like moving a couch around to get it in the doorway. And then, you know.
Did you use the freight elevator to get it up?
We did. And we lifted with our knees, not our back.
Good. You had the brace on. Yes. That's what you're supposed to do.
The meatball sandwich is kind of a way for people to come to Bartolini's every day and have some fun, have a good sandwich. It's great for catering if you're going to the Bears game tonight.
How long is it? Seriously.
3 feet long.
3 feet.
It's on a 3 foot long piece of Toronto French bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 5 pounds of meatballs, which is 42 ounce meatballs, a pound and a half of our red gravy, pound and a half of cheese, and a pound of pepper. So it means 10 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's why it looks bigger, because it's so bulky. It's just like, it's got a lot on it.
Well, we sell a ton of them.
Yeah, people say, hey, come out for the game on Sunday. You're like, what should I bring? You'd be like, I don't know. You show up with Bartolini's 10-pound meatball sandwich. You're a hero.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a hero.
I know what you're about to
say. Make the
party. You've got fans.
Fans. That's
right.
Big fans.
Yeah, that's right. But how does it travel, though? What do? You have to put it in the back seat. You have to put it in the trunk. What do you do with it?
Well, yeah, you can't fold it up, put it in the glove box.
It's 3 feet long.
And then, and how do you secure that? Like, you wrap it all in paper and stuff? Is that what you're doing? Like,
yeah, we put on a piece of foil, and then we actually, Toronto makes a great box for it, and we put it right inside.
They got a box? Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sub box that we've turned into a meatball box.
Yes.
So we've kind of repurposed their sub box for a meatball box.
See, now that's very nice. They do the best. They got the best bread. Do they not have the best bread
phenomenal.
On the planet?
Great customer service. Legendary. Been using them since day one, 25 years ago. They've been fantastic for us.
They're the best.
And you two started it 25 years ago?
Yep. We had 800 square feet, little tiny storefront. Now we've got over 8,000 under roof. Plus another couple thousand outside in the patio.
Wow.
What was the inspiration back then? Was there a certain recipe or that just like everybody loved, or what was it?
Well, the meatballs are from our grandfather, from my mom's side.
I see, that explains
it.
But our uncle's been in business for over 48 years, family business on the south side. Fasano's Pizza, if you're out there, great. On 83rd and Roberts Road.
Yep. There it is.
Yep. Shout out for Uncle Greg.
Yep.
So we worked there growing up as kids, and then our dad had a place for a few years in Burbank, and we just, you know, I was out doing fine dining, white tablecloth, working for a private club company. Dominic was working. I left my job. It's like, hey, we came home one day, started talking. Let's go find a spot.
And people should know, this is kind of interesting, because you don't get this a lot. These guys are both classically trained from the CIA. And I don't mean this CIA. I don't mean that the CIA that we all have to be, you know, kind of worried about from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The Culinary Institute of America, which is where the best, it's the best of the best there. That's a real big deal.
What's kind of cool is we get to go in every day and do some regular simple stuff. But then we can turn it with catering. We get really creative and have some fun. And even with our specials, we do specials every week that we kind of pull out of our memory banks and come up with some cool items.
Yeah. Mix it up. And then every once in a while, you get the guy who comes in who just gets a name, like an entree named after him. Got the round guy.
Matt Prim. Local guy, big baseball guy in Midlothian, does a lot of fundraising for the town, and Matt
does a lot
of
good things for everything. Yeah.
Two of our favorite appetizers are our beer nuggets, which are our deep fried pizza dough tossed in garlic butter and Parmesan.
Very heart healthy.
Oh boy,
very
dipped in red gravy.
How are you doing over there, Ro?
You know, we're going to bring the Northwestern guy in, Dr. Adams. We're going to have him sit here with these two guys and just start to openly weep.
Yes. As he looks at us with that face and just shakes his head. Yeah. No.
You can put us on commission.
You guys won't make it to 40. All right. So what is the... so go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, and then our mini meatball appetizer. So Matt combined them into one appetizer where it's half order of each. Red sauce, smothered in mozzarella cheese. He was out on social media, pumping it up, coming in the restaurant. We sold 120-some orders in 1 week. People are they're coming to the restaurant now. We'll have two round guys, please.
Amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's going to be on it's on the new menu. It's a secret menu item right now, but it's on the menu every day.
Oh, great secret. Nicely done, Chris. Good
until
job
now.
Keeping the secret. Yeah. All right. Hold on. We got a $50 gift certificate to Bartolini's. I want to give that away right now.
Oh, I hope I win it.
All right.
I hope I win that.
I think you're not eligible. Oh. Caller number 34. At 312-981-7200, wins a $50 gift certificate to Bartolini's restaurant. Family-owned and operated. You're hearing about it right here. They ship to all 50 states. What, do you freeze it and then ship it? Or how do you do that? Because the three-foot thing, is that going to go?
Well,
United? How's that go?
That 10-pounder doesn't get shipped.
That's local.
Yeah. That's local pickup only, as they would say when you're calling in.
We can deliver it local.
All right. And 24 beers on tap. We're going to try some of those next. Many local. We're going to try those, right? We got guys from Tinley here.
Yes. Got Hailstorm Brewery, and we also have Blue Island Beer Company in Blue Island. Right. So two beers from both that are on tap at the
good
restaurant.
People.
Yep. All right. So Bartolini's.com is your web friend right there, Bartolini's.com. Good luck. 34th caller right now, 312-981-7200. Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Ro, Hurricane Dorian's heading into North Carolina. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
Bartolini's is here.
Hello.
They are the restaurant, family-owned and operated with the best Italian cuisine in Chicagoland. That's what they say. And I right now, I cannot argue with
cannot.
That. I cannot go, there might be, I can't do it.
No, it's, yeah. And you have this raspberry habanero barbecue sauce that's like outrageously good. You bottled it, you sell it, right?
We do.
Amazing.
It's in a few stores locally, and then plus we have actually a few restaurants that use it at their place, too.
Where can you get it locally?
CP Meat Market in New Lenox.
Mm-hmm.
Our number one selling client is Jam Electric at 115th Street in Elsop, Illinois.
All right.
They're friends of ours.
Right.
Yeah. Keep your finger on the button.
I know.
You walk in the door. They have it's an electrical shop.
Mm-hmm.
You buy equipment, buy supplies. They have a display on the counter. And if you buy a full ticket, they'll give you a bottle for free. Otherwise, he's our number one seller. People walk
Dave
in.
Dave and Phil, they're great guys over there.
Two brothers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Casey's Meat Market in Western Springs.
Uh-huh. Right? I've been there.
Wheaton Meat Market in Wheaton.
Yeah. Okay.
Where else? Gosh. Piggly Wiggly in Lake Geneva.
Oh, the Piggly Wiggly in Lake Geneva.
I love the Piggly Wiggly. Mm-hmm. Except today, because they're probably Packer fans.
That's right.
There,
so. Yeah. Well, easy.
A lot of Chicago people in Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
We pulled out just for today, and then we'll put it
back. Right. Yeah, just today. You know, take a one-day hiatus, and then they're okay tomorrow.
My son lives in Omaha, and he's living with a Packer fan. She's really nice, but
it's a mixed marriage.
The whole family's Packer fans.
This is like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the 21st century version of it.
Yeah, my son Tim and Paige, she's a Packer fan. The whole family. It's
is everybody okay
did,
with
did
him?
You have that did yeah. you have the meeting with him, like, you do you realize how people are going to look at you in restaurants and other places?
We look at her in disgust.
Hey, she's a sweetheart. She's got one fault. She can't help herself.
Well, I know. She can't help out. We know where she was born. I understand that.
They're in Omaha. It's either that or Nebraska fans, and they're Nebraska and...
Well, that's true. Well, they're the worst.
And Nebraska fans are big. And it's because they got one thing in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They got Nebraska football.
Right.
That's it.
Black shirts.
Begins and ends with that.
Yes.
And it doesn't... Not like Iowa. Iowa's split. You got to decide here. Iowa State, right? Nebraska, there is no decision. Mm-hmm. It's one thing, and it's a unified front, and they're going to be good this year.
They go to every game.
Yeah. It's loud and big. Lincoln, Nebraska. All right. Let's give them a plug, too, while we're at it. Very quickly, let's talk about the beers, because I know that these are also some of your fine.
Yeah, I'm the beer guy. So we have 24 beers on tap, and it's something I'm really passionate about. So today, we've got Southside Red from Hailstorm. It's a great, easy-drinking craft beer. Right there, you've got the Five Bridges Kolsch from Blue Island Beer Company.
Oh.
Very good. Blue Island Beer Company right there, downtown Blue Island.
Allen.
Is there a downtown Blue Island? Is there opposed to outtown? Like, is there an uptown Blue Island?
If you're from Blue Island, there is. Yes, yeah. Blue Island, it's great.
Good side of the tracks and the bad side.
Allen does good. And also from Allen, we have the Hard Luck IPA. Mm-hmm. It's a really good beer. Hard Luck IPA, one of our biggest sellers.
Yep.
And then also from Hailstorm today, which we don't have on tap right now, but it's Prairie Madness, India Pale Ale. They actually won the gold medal last year. You don't have that over there yet. You need one.
Yeah, I need one. Yeah,
they actually won the gold medal that last year with this in Colorado. It is an awesome beer. It's hard. It's even hard to get at Hailstorm.
This is this red one. This is the.
That's a Southside Red.
The Southside Red.
The Southside Red is really good.
It says Blue Island.
That's from, no, Southside Red is Hailstorm.
That's Hailstorm. That's Hailstorm. That's from Blue Island. Don't. Hey, who's asking? Yeah. Why does everyone know where I'm from? What's going on? All right. If you want to go to Bartolini's, you should go tonight. Before I get in there right now, before the Bears game starts.
It's going to be crazy. And what we do during every Bear game, it's dine-in, half-price pizza, half-price mini meatball appetizers, half-price beer nuggets. And Thursdays, it's $7 pitchers. Sundays, it's...
How big is the bar?
Bar, we got 24, 25 seats, and then we've got some sidebar tables.
Got some rounds.
Got some
rounds. Got some high-top rounds.
They're not rounds. They're high-top squares. But they're squares. Or rectangles. Rectangles.
Oh, so that's nice. So it's better. You know what? That turns out better for viewing.
Yeah, but
true. And it keeps people quieter.
Correct.
Because you put them in a round, they start talking to each other in the middle of the game. You can't have that.
No, we don't like that.
Like Packers fans? What the hell are we doing here?
So the bar's cool. Our Aunt Shelley's one of the bartenders. She's there four nights a week. And my daughter, Jordan, she's one of our bartenders. So, you know, we got a good staff. Got, like I said, we have employees been with us over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good family place. When people walk in the door, if you're a regular, the girls know you. They know where you sit. New people come in. We do our best to welcome them, make them feel comfortable, make them feel
like
family.
What are you doing here? Not like that.
It's not like that.
Who's this?
Because there are a few of those restaurants, too.
May I help you?
When somebody walks in, they're looking around. You know it's their first time there. We go out of our way to greet them, say hello to them, and try and treat them like family.
The waitress will be like, hey, go to F2. It's... someone new. We're like, hey, what are you doing in this place? I don't know. You want me to pick your food up to go?
Right. Wait. Is this a joke or something?
Yeah.
All right. 14420 South Pulaski is the address if you want to head down. You find Pulaski, and then you go 144 easy. South, right? Yes. That's what you got to figure out.
Midlothian. Beautiful Midlothian.
Yep.
Kidding me. If you live in the city, take the train. It's 2-block walk from the train station.
I was going to ask you about that, because you can do that, because that's easy. That's 20 minutes.
I'll come pick you up.
I had friends last month from Memphis. They came in. They stayed at the hotel right there.
Here it comes. The
London House. The London House. Stayed in London. Took the train down, came to Bartolini's, walked over, had dinner, went back downtown.
See,
and
nice.
Then they went to a Buffalo Bill bar in Chicago up on Lincoln. There's a Buffalo Bill bar. And they're Bills fans. It's like, who knew there was a Buffalo Bill bar in Chicago?
Why is that allowed?
I don't know.
That's another one of those places. Like, what are you doing here? All right. And again, what is the special tonight? Explain, if people come in for the Bears game.
Half-price pizza for dine-in, half-price beer nuggets, half-price mini meatballs. And then
not half-price round guy, though.
No half-price round
guy. No, that can't happen.
Round guy's full price all the time.
Ask for it, because then they're going to kick you out. Yeah. Hey, could I get the round guy half-price?
Ask for it by name.
Hey. All right, wise guy, you're out of here.
Go sit on the outside for a while.
Cool off.
Oh, man. All right. Well, it was really fun to have you guys in. Thank you so much. And, of course, the fine sponsors of Hampo B with Kaz that you can hear every Bears game day or night, depending on when it runs. Tonight, Hamp is not going to be here. I'm sitting in for Hamp, which is really going to be something. I wish I could have taken a picture with my eyes of Dominic's expression on his face when I just said that. He was like, you're doing what?
Right.
Yeah. I know. Does Hamp know this? I know what you're asking. He does, and he's not happy about it.
No, I could. He wanted to see me. He said, "Dom, I'll see you Thursday." And I'm like, "Hey, you got it, pal." And now I got a tear.
Yeah. So he's gonna be. He's coming in later though.
Okay. Good.
Because aren't they on afterwards too?
Before and after.
So he'll hear for the after. So it'll be. Don't worry about Dom. It's all gonna be fine. But then they're gonna talk about me. I know what's gonna happen here. Because Hamp already said that I have the body structure of Dan Hampton when Dan was 4 months old.
I was I was confused.
I was going to say 12, but 4 months old.
No, okay. 4 months old. I was, and I like to say in utero. I think that's the closest we ever were. Yes, to having the same body type. But that's a totally different story. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
It was really great to meet you.
Amazing.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for your fine sponsorship of this radio station. We really appreciate it.
We love
Bartolini's. Do not miss this. If you're in the you're down in the Southland, go by Bartolini's in Midlothian. Right now, Kim Gordon's got the WGN News.